But we are not only disinclined to do more and to go beyond what is requested, we fall significantly short of what is commanded. While Paul endured hunger so as not to obstruct the gospel, we lack the courage to even touch what is in our own stores, even when we witness countless souls falling. Yes, one might say, let the moth eat and not the poor. Let the worm consume and not clothe the naked. Let everything decay with time and not feed Christ, especially when he is hungry. But who said this, one might ask? However, this is the true issue, that these things are not said in words but demonstrated through actions. It would be less distressing if spoken than if done. Isn't this the daily proclamation of the insensitive and cruel tyrant, covetousness, to those enslaved by her? Let your possessions be exposed to informers, thieves, and traitors for their luxury, and not to the hungry and needy for their survival. Aren't you then responsible for creating robbers? Aren't you adding fuel to the fire of the envious? Aren't you producing vagrants and traitors by presenting your wealth as bait? What kind of insanity is this? To fill your chests with clothing and ignore the one made in God's image and likeness, naked and shivering in the cold, barely able to stand.